of October 72. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Gussard is Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October 72. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Gussard is Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October 72.
Springs, you know, the wagon seat itself had springs under it.
Oh, it does?
But the wagon usually didn't have any springs.
Yes,
now,
it did.
Buggies did, but wagons usually
yeah.
didn't.
Didn't it?
The seats had the spring.
Oh, in the wagon?
Mm-hmm.
The seats had the
spring. The seats had the spring, but in buggies, now the buggies had springs.
Yes,
like
seen
a car. It's like automobiles.
You never seen a real Surrey. Oh, you know, I used to when I was little and I got in them new things, I thought they were hella Indian.
Them convertible.
Oh, and you know down yon on Swanee River they got them?
Surrey?
Uh-huh.
What, they like a wagon?
Uh-huh. No, they are more like a buggy.
Oh.
They got front seats and middle seats and back seats.
Yeah.
And they got a top and a fringe all around them just like they used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, brother, I used to think when I was Lynn and I got in Surrey, I was just here.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That was the rich folks riding, weren't it?
Yeah.
In the Surrey. That's right.
Yes,
and top covered buggies.
Yes.
Poor people didn't have no top covered buggies.
Yeah,
that was just the rich people.
Tom Adkins had one. He used to go see my aunt, my daddy's sister. That was a little bitty thing.
Ah, you smell your cat. Yeah.
Well.
Woo! You know, it gets so strong in our bedroom at night that it almost runs us out. Oh, that's a strong one.
Phew!
Now what excited that thing? Not a thing to excite them.
That cat?
Yeah.
Now, ain't a bit of telling that something out of...
Owl might have got after him.
What?
Owls get after him.
Yes.
Under the house? Or out there?
Well, he probably was on the outside.
Oh my goodness, that's a tall cat.
Yeah.
I don't mind smelling so bad.
No.
Oh, is it a long way off? I don't know.
This one is not a long way off.
It sure isn't. Well, that's nice and fresh, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like them seasoned a little bit.
I don't mind them a little bit, but ooh. He must be under the house. He may be out in the yard digging somewhere. Yeah.
Something upset him. He got scared of something.
Well, that's it.
He turned to something.
That's it. Armadillo?
Could be. I don't know. They don't throw that must only just, you know, when they have to.
Yes.
For protection. He's protecting himself somehow.
Yes.
Somebody, my dog might buy something.
You over there.
You're right
there. Seems like to me, that fan's blowing it right over here.
It's just stirring it up.
We better run on, Marty. Now, leave us with the cat.
Well,
you
know, Harry,
well, we got one at home. We smell him.
Do you know where he lives?
No, sir, I don't.
How's your cooter?
Gopher.
Gopher. Oh, coming home, some colored people and got my gopher.
Found him crossing the road and jumped out and put him in the car.
Oh.
They are mean by
that. They sure are.
Marvin stopped the car one day and got out and picked him up and took him off of the road to keep somebody from getting him. He was in the mouth of his hole going down and they was passing the house and they seen him and they stopped that car and got that gopher.
That's what they do. They go for nothing's got a chance.
That's right. And he'd been living around.
Oh, yeah, he sure had. I know good and well he was raised right there in the yard.
Yeah.
And he had just moved across the fence.
Yeah.
He just made a mistake. He did. He made a bad mistake.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I seen him out there digging out that hole, you know, and the sand just flying. But this dog just come along and got him. There's nothing I can do about it.
Do you think you're ready to let's go home?
They got an eye for that.
They
don't miss it.
I had a good about to go out there and just tell them just leave that gopher alone, but he was on the state's property and I had no right to say anything.
Well, I don't know what you do. I sometimes think if I just had a fence around the place, I don't know what to keep.
You know why? That same stuff that we're going to put around our house, we're going to build up a fence. Across the fence. Through the
yeah, that'd be make a good fence. The boards won't rot.
And it says the weather won't hurt
them. The weather won't hurt them.
Termites won't eat it.
And it costs you more than pine lumber. It's called, the name of it is hardboard.
It's a fiber board.
It's got a fiber back and a smooth finish. And it's already primed in paint. It's primed in.
You're going to cover your house with it? No, ma'am. We're going to put it around.
And
I think it costs somewhere around right at $150 a thousand, I believe.
No, it's $200.
Maybe it is. It's high. But, you know,
I believe that man told us down there at Spar it was $225 a thousand.
It's higher than the pine, I know. I don't remember now what he told me.
But you don't have to paint it.
You don't have to paint it, and the weather won't hurt it.
It's as good, they say, it's better than wood.
Is that what you're going to use?
Mm-hmm.
And you can build a fence out of it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Going to build us a front fence.
Well, now, what you want your front fence is something to keep stuff in and out. Well, unless you make it solid, it won't do it.
Well, I would just more or less put up a fence across the yard, you know, and put the board low enough to the ground that the dog probably wouldn't get under, put the cracks about so, you know, like that, and not have it too high.
Now, that chain fence has cost too much.
Well, it wouldn't cost as much as the board, but, you know, I guess if we ever got one, we'd have to get it and put it up. We haven't been able to get anybody to come out there and put up one.
Right.
They say that we're...
What great trouble is that?
I don't think that. I don't know. I've never put up any chain link fence.
Well, gee, well, I wouldn't think that would be any great trouble. And if you had one of those cattle gaps, what do you call it? You know, there where your car goes.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go over there. The dogs would.
The dogs would.
Yeah.
But your gopher wouldn't.
Well, my gopher's gone.
You know what those cattle gaps cost?
No, sir.
Well, sir, the last time I ever got to figure on it, you know, you got that 2-inch pipe.
Mm.
You can't build them without it.
That's right.
It'll cost you $100.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, with you doing the labor.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'd have something. You got to set them in concrete.
We used to have one down there between the
house. And you got
to
have your stringer close enough together that if a truck crosses it, it won't bend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And cattle won't go across them. Mm-hmm.
Well, I sure would love to have one. Somewhere.
Not unless they fill up with dirt.
Somewhere. Yeah, they'd fill up with dirt. I guess you'd have to clear
it. Yeah, the rain would wash sand in it. Time to fill up that hole. If you didn't build it up, you can build it up like that there.
Yeah.
Where you're saying it.
I can think of a good many little small improvements that would be very convenient.
But they all cost a lot.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money and getting it done.
I think getting it done is as much as anything else. Like your irrigation. could have found out about that long ago. If you could just got Lewis.
Yeah, well, we better go home.
Well, I think
well, of, sure did enjoy the coffee and
ice cream
and everything.
I think of all the small things around here that I could do to make it so much simpler. So much simpler. Hell, if I just had a half a dozen gates instead of these old Georgia gaps.
Yeah. Well, I got them Georgia gates too.
Come over sometime. Oh.
I'll be there.
Mr. Miles, them pears that you sent them, they come in. How much were they? You know, I never could think about them pears.
You talking about, you know, we never could talk about them.
Well, let me tell you, I don't believe I remember this one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll give you
That was the last one she had.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been over here and I never thought I intended to ask you how much they were.
Is that right?
And the greens, double it, you wouldn't come eating of them.
No, we got all messed up on that. We didn't eat that day.
So we just kept forgetting it.
And I haven't been able to get any more since. Isn't that awful?
Well, I got some in the freezer. We'll have to cook them someday and eat them.
All right.
Don't you put no pears in nothing.
I'm going to do like...
I got plenty of pears.
I'm going to do like Marvin.
Where are they?
Hey, they're gone.
Oh,
they've been gone a long time.
One day I'm gonna do like Marvin. I'm just not gonna show up for work up there. I had enough of it myself.
Well, I don't see why you won't cook any work anyway. You got enough here to do. Now listen, if you tell me how much them pears was, I'll tell you. Because I won't never think of it no more.
Yeah.
I'm so forgetful.
I'd already forgot about it. So,
I intended to mention it to you every time I come.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it was just a little bitty old dab he had left, and
well, you ought to know how much.
I thought if you could use them, you just go ahead and use them.
How much you had to pay for them?
You know, he's the only fella I run into that's got good stuff that's just moderate in his charges. Back when, now they were in prime, they were past their prime. But back when they were in the prime, he gave you a great big full bushel for $2 and bring them to you.
They would,
yes.
Will you tell me why, how much they are, and let me think.
Well, I'll try to think it out. I'll tell you what. I'll just take a mess of greens some of these days.
Yeah, I said he'd just take a mess
of. Okay.
Well, at least you know what that was.
Yeah.
I'm making you something. I'm not going to tell you until I do. Yeah, it's going to come out. And
Roger, he's out in the field right now. Can I take a message for him? Greg Reynolds. I was in a class with you about that. Around six. It was 231 or something like that, survey class.
John went over on 200 and the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October, 72. Channel went over on 200 and the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October, 72.